This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me.
You can sleep when you're dead. That's what they say. They also say you need your 8 hours, so which is it? I'm going with beauty rest. That could be because I dream a lot, and for the most part, I remember my dreams. Not everyone does. When she was a kid, Basak Turker would sleep 13 or 14 hours a day, every day. Her parents didn't really mind, but other people did. They told her she was missing out on half her life by sleeping so much.
And at first, I was like, oh, they're right. Like, I'm not living life. I have to wake up earlier. But then I started thinking, well, they're saying this because probably they're not dreaming. Like, for them, sleep is just you lay down, nothing happens, it's all black. And of course, you feel like you're missing out because you're not doing anything. But for me, each night, I dream of so many things. I experience so many stuff and I remember them. So I don't consider it as a missing life, but I actually experience stuff. So that also counts as living.
I couldn't agree more. When I'm dead, maybe I can sleep, but I won't be able to dream. And for me, dreaming is a life adventure, almost like any other, traveling overseas or hiking a mountain. All grown up now, the woman you just heard from is a researcher at the Paris Brain Institute. She studies, you guessed it, sleep and dreams. Lately, she's been working with a rare group of people called lucid dreamers. Not only can they remember their dreams, when they're dreaming, they consciously know it. Basak and her colleagues have proven this in the lab. Even non-lucid dreamers showed some capacity to react to the waking world. Why is this important? Well, it could open a window into what we dream and why. But, Basak says, there's something else.
There are a lot of people suffering from nightmares, recurrent nightmares. If we could communicate with them, this is only a dream, this is only a nightmare, that would have big relief for them. So we can imagine different strategies for coping. These people during the night, they can have a recording saying, you're sleeping. And if they could hear it while dreaming, that would be a huge relief.
That is no small thing. Dreams can be terrifying, taking an emotional, even physical toll into our waking hours. Some people can't stand dreaming. The late comedian Mitch Hedberg was one of them.
I hate to dream because dreaming takes energy. It takes work. Sleeping is supposed to be a relaxing affair. I lay down on a bed, it feels great. Next thing you know, I have to build a go-kart with my ex-landlord.
There are so many fascinating things about dreams. One of my oldest friends appears over and over. He's not my best friend now. We rarely communicate. I don't know the last time I saw him. But there he is, always showing up. I have dreams where I can't speak or hold on to anything or go anywhere. I'm sure they all mean something about my life, or at least my brain. I kind of like not trying to figure it out, but I do believe dreams are important, mostly an untapped function of our beautiful minds. I like my colleague Stuart McMillan's take. In an almost Freudian tone, he describes dreams as an it.
It knows your every pain. It knows your every ache. It knows your every love. Dreams are weird, man. They know a lot. They know a lot about us.
And the research suggests we all have the capability for lucid dreaming. Just Google it. You'll find some tips. The movie No Country for Old Men ends with Tommy Lee Jones describing a dream. Some people love this ending. Some people hate it. It's haunting and frustrating and beautiful and cinematic and thematic, like a dream. That's three good things.
When he rode past, I seen he was carrying fire and a horn the way people used to do. And I could see the horn from the light inside of it, about the color of the moon. And in the dream, I knew that he was going on ahead. He's fixing to make a fire somewhere out there in all that dark and all that cold. And I knew that whenever I got there, he'd be there. Then I woke up.